Morning.
Good morning.
You were at last night's Lansing City Council meeting.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, there's not much to discuss. Basically, what the main point of the meeting was supposed to be last night was a discussion during the committee of the whole meeting in regards to this land swap proposal involving the city of Lansing and Davenport University, which is looking to acquire the Oliver Towers housing complex, the property over there. Those discussions were put off until next week. The city, the administration, the council needing more time to review this proposal before they really dive into it. So what looks to be happening is that there's talk that there's going to be a special committee of the whole meeting next Monday at 6 o'clock before the regular business meeting. So really not a lot got done last night, but it's something to look forward to.
But what was interesting were the comments made by Councilmember Kathy Dunbar about the building and about how she hasn't heard much from LCC.
Right.
And it led me to believe that she thinks they're just getting in on this, and what's the motivation? Why at this late in date? Why haven't they come through strong, and are they just trying to block Davenport from having a bigger presence in Lansing?
Well, there are so many sides to this story, and really this goes back even 3 years ago, back in 2008, where there was a millage that was on the ballot for the Capital Area District Library's headquarters to be at this Oliver Towers complex, and that property would also be a new home for the Impression 5 Science Center. Well, that millage failed. Now, according to the city and according to the Housing Commission as well, there was contact with LCC back then about whether or not they were still interested in acquiring this property, because LCC expressed an interest in it, you know, even before this vote. And according to the city, LCC said, no, we're not interested anymore. Well, LCC says that that's not true. And they've had discussions with the city, with the mayor's office, and with other city leaders at different points, even as recently as this calendar year, to talk about what they need to do, what the process is for them to acquire this property if they're still pursuing it. Well, what they're told is to be on the lookout for this RFP process, RFP standing for a request for proposals. And while LCC was waiting on this, the announcement came. It was at the end of August or late August, early September, that Davenport has reached an agreement to acquire this property from Lansing in this land swap deal. And then LCC comes out and says, wait a minute, what's going on here? We've been in discussions about this. We've expressed interest. Where's the RFP process here? It was almost like a curveball was thrown at them. And so that's where we stand. Now there's a little bit of a conflict here. And even some of the council members have, you know, are taking different sides, as you'll hear in the newscast today. Brian Jeffries, he says there should be an RFP process. And Kathy Dunbar, like you said, she told me last night, I've had very limited communication with LCC. I've just had one form of communication from them since. So a lot of sides to the story.
And what muddies the waters is 99% of the time when I try to contact LCC to have them come on to talk about anything, even tough issues, they come on board. I haven't been able to get a phone call, an email returned back to me about this. And what's also interesting is you wouldn't think that LCC would be trying to block this, because it's thought that when you have education clusters, when you have high-tech work clusters, when you have competitors together, it really benefits you more than it takes away from you. So I'm not so sure that's their motivation, but whatever is happening, no one is coming forth to set the record straight.
Yeah, and there was obviously some miscommunication along the way. I mean, clearly that's the case. City Council is set to take this up in a few weeks. That's part of the approval process for this land swap proposal, at least here on the local level. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. And my understanding as well is that any approval that involves the disposing of city property requires 6 council votes instead of the majority of 5. So it'll be a bigger challenge this time.
I'm still baffled that we still haven't seen much about the upcoming election for the millage proposal. I have online seen the mayor quoted a little bit about this, talking that if this doesn't go through, there's going to be more cuts. We knew that anyway. But still, no signs, no commercials. Was it talked about at all last night?
Not during the meeting last night. I spoke with Kathy Dunbar during my interview last night. And the interview, by the way, will be aired in its entirety on Saturday during our WILS News Week in Review show from 8 till 9. And I asked her about this millage and whether she feels that this is going to pass. She brought up the point that on election day in May, when you take just the election day voters, most of the voters approved the millage. It was the absentee voters that made the difference in the millage not being approved. So it's an interesting perspective there. We'll see if we see more signs over the next few weeks. If there aren't any, if there's very little discussion about it, you know, a week or two before then I'll really be wondering what's going on at that time.
All right. And other than that, the business was pretty shaky. Huh?
Yeah, it was very short. In fact, last night there were a couple other items on the agenda for Committee of the Whole. And after they made the decision to put off the discussion of the Oliver Towers property, I spoke with Brian Jeffries in the back for about 5 minutes. And when I was done and went back in, they were adjourning right at that time. So... It was a very quiet night, and not a lot got done.
All right. Anything happening with Lansing City Council or the Ingham County Board of Commissioners?
Not that we're aware of. Nothing this week. The Ingham County Board of Commissioners meets next Tuesday. East Lansing City Council meets tonight, and we're going to try to get an update on that search for the city manager with Ted Staton on the way out, if he hasn't left town already. So we'll get an update and see where they're at.
And then we're going to try and find out the details from the Road Commission meeting, which is going to be tomorrow. We haven't gotten a time or an agenda for that, and it's a special Road Commission meeting, so we're going to try and find out the details for that
yes.
also. Yes. All right, Rich Earle, WILS News Director. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John.